Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
Let's shift gears to another topic real quick that I know we want to hit.
Yeah, the Dow Mabille thing
yes.
going on, which is...
Bring people up to speed.
So Dow Mabille he's from Sudan, but he moved here as a kid, I think. He was 9 years old, I was reading. And he's been missing in Belhaven since March 25th, I think I'm right. And everybody's seen this on TV. Jeff Good's been involved. I think he worked for Jeff or one of the restaurants, maybe Salamuki's. And his wife has been out there looking for him. And it's been a big thing. She came to actually my neighbor's house like a week ago asking to see the Ring camera. A body was found in the Pearl River on Saturday. So people actually sent me some photos of people that found it.
I saw that photo.
It's pretty rough. So he's been out, floating in the river for 3 weeks. They didn't know it was him on Saturday, but yesterday positively confirmed that it was him. Then there was a hearing. If you go to Jackson Jambalaya, Kingfish has got a really good story about this. There was a Chancery Court hearing to preserve that body to do an autopsy. Chancellor granted it, Dwayne Thomas granted it. There was a tweet or something from the sheriff of Lawrence County or Facebook post saying that they did an autopsy and then no foul play suspected. Of course, my alarm bells went off because I've just been through this so many times. And, the problem with that is that when a body is in an advanced state of decomposition, regular forensic autopsy is not going to work by a pathologist.
Especially if it's floating on a river for weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of like the Hulu documentary I was on, Latasha Norman. Her body was out in the woods for several weeks in November, so it was a little colder. It's worse when it's hot, obviously. And a regular autopsy generally is not able to determine that at that point. You have to bring in what's called a forensic anthropologist, and they kind of look at the bones. And even then, like in Latasha Norman's case, we still didn't know how she was killed. We kind of figured it out, but it just wasn't through you couldn't figure it out through the anthropologist or the pathologist. So here, I think that report that the sheriff put out is probably not going to be accurate. It's going to be like undetermined. They're not going to be able to figure out what it is.
So they got the injunction from the judge to not release the body, right?
To do the autopsy. And then like an hour later, I heard, the sheriff said that there was the results were in, but that didn't really make a lot of sense. It kind of sounded like the coroner said something to me, but we'll see. And then, of course, Mississippi Day came out with an article where they're talking about there's a video of somebody pulling his body out of a truck in Jackson.
In the area, the same day or same time frame, whatever it is.
I read, and everybody can look on Jackson Jambalaya about this. So they have this hearing to preserve the body. And what I found interesting, so his wife didn't show up to it. But the family members were on WABC this morning. They were implicating her as a possible suspect, is what I got from them this morning watching that and reading the Mississippi Today article. Now, I'm not saying she is. I don't want to impugn her character, jump to conclusions or anything like that. But that seems to be the direction that they were pointing. Whether that's accurate or not, I don't know.
Well, that is the direction the commenters online are definitely going.
Are they?
And, of course, because of the race factor, she's white, he's black, people are going straight to her family must have had something to do with this because they don't like black men. I'm like, I don't think that's the case. I get there's a race factor. That's always going to be a part of it in the South. But I think that's ridiculous. She married a black man.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the deal at all. It's very interesting because if this is strictly just me throwing something in the air here, I am not suggesting this happened. I'm not no connections, no sources, no info, no nothing. This is Clay Edwards speculating out loud. If the video part is true,
mm-hmm.
You know, Sean, I suggested to you that I thought maybe some drugs could be involved.
Yeah.
And maybe not even with bad intent. Maybe somebody got something and it was laced with fentanyl. The guy dies and people freak out and they're like, oh crap, you know, if you die, if you're with somebody and you're doing some drugs and somebody dies, you're probably going to freak out. This happens all the time. And they try to figure out a way to make the body go away, right?
And where do you dump bodies? The Pearl River. I mean, that's been done for decades. You know, it's not like that's something new.
Like, I don't. My gut says he probably wasn't murdered, air quotes, that he probably died on accident. Somebody thought they were going to catch the blame, and then this happened. If that video thing is true, that's a big important part of this. Because at the end of the day, he could have wandered off and jumped in the river. That does not make any sense to me.
It never made any sense to any. You and I have been talking about this for weeks. Yeah. Like, it never made sense to either of us that that's the story.
This ain't like Nashville or New Orleans. There ain't a river walk here to accidentally fall in.
Man, I go down. I've lived in Bellhaven for 20-something years, man. I've gone down the river forever. Like, it's. I don't know how that happens. I mean, you've been down there. I mean, it's not. You know, I used to live also downtown for a while and walk down that Silas Brown Bridge and go down that way. I mean, it's not easy to just fall into the river and die. Like, it's just not an easy thing to do. And it always was just, the whole thing was really suspicious to me from the beginning. And again, I'm not saying, I don't know that she is a suspect or what the deal is with that, but it seemed that was the implication I got from reading the article and the family's comments I saw on the news this morning, because a brother did make a statement saying she didn't even call me, which I found interesting too. That, you know, he was missing for like a day and she didn't call him. I don't want to, you know, say that, you know, she, whatever. Just a lot of things are not adding up is the way that I'm kind of looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, look, and I've never been in the room high when somebody died. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never witnessed that happen.
Yeah.
But I've heard stories over the years about, you know, people doing drugs, somebody dying, people freaking out. Like, I'm going to get charged for this. I can't do that. I'm on probation. Parole. I can't be around this. All that, and next thing you know, it's escalated to let's get rid of the body.
The movie Very Bad Things, if anybody's ever seen that, that's a good example of that kind of scenario where they didn't mean to kill the hooker, and then what do we do? You know, it just everybody freaks out.
And again, I just want to say this one more time: I have no idea. I'm just playing speculation 100%, here.
Yeah,
you know, I hope it's nothing nefarious.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I hope he was just walking, somehow tripped and fell in. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing's going to bring him back. I mean, and I hope it wasn't nothing bad.
Yeah, me too. I hope it wasn't anything. I don't want to, like, you know, that's why it's always not good. But, I mean, we're just reporting on what's been reported.
Yeah.
And when these, you know, things that look suspicious out there and kind of what it seems like what the family's saying. So, I don't know, you know, because I don't know who's involved. But I also do want to say, from the beginning, the thought that this was a kidnapping in Jackson, I didn't think that story made sense. Just, you know, like some random, like, gang dudes, like, took him. That didn't make sense to me either.
No, that's not just that's why I didn't share that stuff a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I told you on the air a little bit. We did talk about it. I said this guy either left, or he did.
One of the two.
He ain't coming back. Grown adults don't disappear and come back.
No, maybe I was thinking maybe he like wanted to, you know, people have been married before. Someone's like, okay, I'm going to get away from this woman, and they leave. And I mean, that happens a lot,
especially being from somewhere else. Maybe he decided to go back to the motherland. You know?
Exactly. I mean, I've known some people. You know, obviously I'm Turkish. I have some family friends and stuff that's happened before. It's like, oh, well, I'm going back to Turkey.
I'm done.
So, yeah, so I've seen that before. But so I thought maybe that was a scenario, or that, you know, he was obviously, you know, I thought he was probably murdered. That was my
scenario. Derek texted in, and I'm glad he said this, on the Gunslinger text line. Says, y'all say it's hard to imagine falling in the river, but the black guy fell off of Tim Horton boat at the res and never came back up.
But he was in a boat.
But he's on a boat.
Yeah. I
mean, this guy has wandered from Bellhaven to the river, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a way back there, you know, where people park and go back to that sandbar there.
I
under
do it
the
all
waterworks.
The time, for years. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we got Brad Burleson, and we're doing the Dream Home kickoff sale today. And I know, I'm sure I'm getting the language wrong, but it's for the St. Jude Dream Home. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.